Before I start, I would like to clear up a little misunderstanding. I'm very sensitive. You guys understand that, right? And I don't appreciate people making fun of me because I don't yet have a slideshow. So what I'm going to do is we're going to, instead of me preaching 15 minutes, we're going to show 15 minutes of a favorite movie of mine, Veggie Tales. Get it going. Told him I'd bring a slide, and I brought a slide, so. Man, we got to have a little bit of fun, right? All right. Turn in your Bibles to where we were yesterday when I preached yesterday in John chapter 17. Just going to read one verse that struck me, actually, and I had no time to think about it or develop it, but it really touches me in verse 9, who is speaking here and what he's saying. Notice he says there in verse 9, and this is Jesus' prayer, that he's praying to the Father, and he's praying for us.
Thank you, Lord.
And he says, I pray for them.
Yes, Father.
I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. I want you to think about that for a minute. It's amazing that the Savior of the world, the Son of the living God, God himself manifest in flesh, down here on earth, separated from Father in heaven, and he feels the need to pray.
Amen.
The Son of God, the one who you didn't think he would have any kind of responsibility to pray, that he would have any kind of need to pray, and yet he makes the statement and he says, I pray for them.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
The ones that he's praying for are, of course, those that God has given him that he, in turn, has sent into the world. And I told you yesterday, there's two aspects of it. One is the actual physical men that were following him, that he is, in turn, going to send them into the world to preach the gospel when he's gone. And then, of course, all those that believe on him, because he says there in verse 20, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. So he's praying for us. Isn't that amazing? That the God of heaven is praying for us. We do know, and since I'm brief, I'm going to mention the scriptures, and you can look them up for yourselves. But in Luke chapter 5, verse 16, he was having an amazing time, and multitudes were gathered around him, and it was revival time, it was busy time, it was ministry time, and yet he withdrew to a solitary place and there prayed. You find the Lord Jesus in many instances praying before he becomes a sacrifice for our sins, and great drops of blood are emanating from his forehead because of the effort that he's taking to pray. And the Bible tells us now in Hebrews 7:25 that he is our great high priest, and he ever lives to make intercession for us. That means even right now he is praying for us. I can only assume that he is still doing what he is habit was here on earth, and he is interceding for us.
Amen.
And of course, we know that the Holy Spirit does the same thing. And I was just blessed by the fact that in this prayer right here, in this statement, he was very focused on praying for a certain group of people, and those were the ones that he has sent into the world. I want you to know that I believe that the Lord Jesus prays for missionaries. Do you know that missionaries need prayer?
Yeah,
they need prayer. If you were here in the open meeting this morning, Bill stole one of my points in the fact that missionaries, they need prayer. We know that each one of us, we desperately desire prayer, but I want you to think especially about your part in this a great work. Of course, there's many parts that you have, and one of them that's very important is that you pray. How many times have Christians said, pray? I've got a prayer card. I haven't gotten it printed out yet, but I've got it all designed, and it's very simple. There's not a lot on there. There's a verse, and there's a statement on the top that says, pray for the Tebows. Yep. I don't mind asking for prayer.
Amen.
In fact, I am desperate for prayer.
Yes.
I went to Poland in May, and in order to look around, in order to kind of get my feelers out, find a place to stay, and I realized very quickly, if I'm going to be of any good to anybody, I'm going to need prayer. Do you know that veteran missionaries desperately need your prayer? I bet we could talk to Joe. I bet we could talk to Corey and John and Mike and others who've been on the field for a long time. I bet we could talk to that old man right there with the beard that looks like Santa Claus, and we can ask him, do you need prayer?
Amen.
You know what they would say?
Yep.
Oh, we covet
yep.
your prayers.
True.
Paul many times asked for prayer. There's several instances where he had. Look number one at Colossians in chapter 4 and verses 2 and 3. Colossians chapter 4 verses 2 and 3. He says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving, with all praying also for us that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. This is a very worthy prayer to be praying for your missionaries, that they would have an open door. We need open doors. We need opportunities. We need those divine appointments, like that brother in New York said. We need those divine appointments. We need those times when the Lord just seems to open a door so that we can talk to somebody about the gospel. How many times have you been frustrated trying to communicate the gospel with people that are just so indifferent and they just don't care? I mean, and sometimes even almost provoked to anger. I remember I was preaching one time downtown, and I stopped and I handed a very well-dressed woman a tract, and asked her, I said, please, I've got something very important for you to read. And she was very well-dressed, and the man that she was with was very well-dressed. And she went like this. She went, run along.
Yeah.
Run along. Wait a minute, you know, the guy was big, so I didn't make a deal of it. God given me some wisdom, but it was like, run along. Do you know who I am? You know, I was just, I'm telling you, we need prayer. We need God to open the hearts of men and women to hear the gospel. We need God to be able to provide opportunities. Oh, we desperately need prayer. His focus was on them. He was getting ready to leave this earth. He was getting ready to send these men who he prepared for the last 3 years. He'd walked with him. He'd taught them. He gave them everything. And now he was going to send them into the world. They weren't going to have his presence anymore. He wasn't going to be right there, although he was going to be with them, because he said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So he was going to be there, but they were going to be alone. And he was praying for them. I think if the Lord Jesus is praying for missionaries, then maybe the church ought to also pray for missionaries. You say, well, you know, I'm just, I pray, but how do I know that my prayers do any good? Well, we've got a track record. Remember when Peter was in prison? Peter was in prison, and a very specific verse, it said, the church prayed without ceasing for him. They pray. I switched that around a little bit, but the church prayed for him. And you can say, well, the church prayed for him, but God was going to do what he was going to do anyway. Oh yeah, how do you know? How do you know? How do you know that maybe the prayers of the church didn't save Peter's life? I'm telling you, prayers are important. Look at Luke chapter 22, verse 32. Here's another instance when Jesus prayed. 22 verse 31, it says, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat." That is scary as all get out. Satan hath desired to have you. Did you see what he did to Job? Did you see the power that he had to completely destroy Job's family, his substance, and even inches of his life? I'm telling you, the devil has power, and the Bible says that he walks around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And he says, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. Now, what Jesus didn't say is, but I'm more powerful than Satan, and I stopped him, and I told him, no, he's not going to touch you, that you're going to be clear, you're going to be all right. No, he let him go. And he said, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. Do you know that the Lord will allow us to go through difficulties? The Lord's going to allow you to go through trials. The Lord's going to allow you to experience failures. The Lord is going to allow you to be humbled. The Lord is going to allow the accuser of our brethren to touch you. But here's Jesus praying, and he says, I have prayed for thee.
Thank you, Lord.
I have prayed for thee that you'll have plenty of money. And that you'll have really good health all the way into your 90s. And I have prayed for thee that you'll just have a life that you'll enjoy so much. No, he said, I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Telling you what, we underestimate how important faith is. God is not going to insulate Peter from the hardships that are to come because of his denial of his name. But in the end, Peter was converted, and Peter became an amazing servant. Amen. Jesus felt the need to pray for Peter. Now, I don't know how that worked out, but he was telling the Lord in heaven, I don't have any text or any kind of eavesdropping into that particular prayer that he was praying for Peter. But I can only assume that if he took the time to pray for Peter, maybe he's also taking the time to pray for us.
Amen.
I'm just thinking that that's probably the case. If that's the case, then maybe we ought to join him. Maybe we ought to join him, and maybe we ought to pray too.
Amen.
Have you ever really taken time to pray for a missionary? You know, we've got refrigerator magnets, we've got prayer cards, and little things, and yeah, they're little marketing things, but they are very good. I've got in my office on the side of my bookcase where I normally do my Bible reading, I had prayer cards put all down there, and I look at those, and I'm reminded to pray. And sometimes I get busy and I forget, but any time I look up there, I'm like, I need to pray. I need to pray for them. And sometimes you guys have situations, missionaries will have situations that come up, and we're praying. And I've already given the example, so I won't give it again, but Mrs. Anderson, she prayed for Bill specifically. Bill, you're free because of Mrs. Anderson's prayers. She's gone on to be with the Lord. But maybe, just maybe, that you can join in with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And pray. We desperately need prayers because missionaries have targets. They have a target on their back, and the devil would love to absolutely destroy them. The devil would like to mess up their family. The devil would like to mess up their testimony. The devil would like to mess up their life. Have we not seen efforts to try to squelch and try to put down the preaching of the gospel? We need to pray. Jesus said, I pray for them. I don't pray for the world. And by the way, don't misunderstand that. This was a focused prayer. It's not that he didn't care about the world, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Amen.
This doesn't mean that he doesn't care about the world and about lost people. Obviously, he cares, and he has a desire that everyone come to the place of repentance. But this is a focused prayer. This is a specific prayer, not for the world, but for them that he's sending into the world. He is sending them into a world that is full of pitfalls, full of traps, full of lusts, full of distractions. We have a world that is hell-bent against what we're doing. We need to pray. I would encourage you today, this 15 minutes is a request. If you don't have time to pray for every missionary, I would highly suggest you pick one. Pick one to start it and faithfully pray. And if you say, well, you know, I really don't know what to pray. I mean, there are guides out there. You can download a guide on the internet. There are several. I think Overseas Missionary Fellowship has a guide to how to pray for a missionary. And it'll give you a little outline. And you can just go down that outline and you can be praying for different aspects of your missionary. But prayer is important. It is so important that Jesus felt the need to pray for his men before he sent them into the world. And I think if Jesus thought it was important, then the church ought to see it as important and as a high priority. Paul said, pray for us. And I am speaking not only for myself and Judy, but I believe on the behalf of all the missionaries. Brethren, pray for us.
Amen.